What is a reality distortion field?
That's a quote from the biography of Steven Jobs, in which, God rest him, the greatest genius of our time, the Thomas Edison of our time, said he is not going to allow reality to dictate to him the way things are going to be and go along with clunky computers that aren't easy to operate and just give a mediocre experience and crash all the time. He's going to create an elegant machine, and he's going to impose his will on reality. In other words, he's going to distort reality to his vision of the way it's going to be, and who can argue with the success, even after his death, of Apple Corporation, which is, I believe, it's now the most valuable company on the planet. And so by creating a goal-based mission statement, if someone's never had a mission statement with goals and a deadline, one is going from being a reactive human being to being proactive and saying, this is my reality distortion field, where I'm now going to create my reality based upon my vision by where I am going to be a year from today. And even though it's not true in the present time, Napoleon Hill gives the instruction for you to see, feel, and believe as if you're already in that reality. And that's how you can apply your own reality distortion field to what's going on in your life and retool your own reality. And that's what I do every day with my coaching clients. Help them to create their own reality distortion field over the way things have been to the way they want it to be. And it works if you work the program. Just as if you take on a personal fitness trainer, you know, my tagline is the personal fitness trainer for your business. And if you come to a personal fitness trainer and say, hey, within a year, I want to lose 15 pounds, get my body mass index down to a certain level, and lose 2 inches off my waist, then the personal fitness trainer will say, okay, here's the exercises you need to do. And if you do them, guess what? You're going to get yourself in the shape you want to be in.